God bless you this morning. Praise God.
神祝福你们每一位.
I was looking through what I had to share with you this morning.
我今天早上在那边看要跟你们分享什么信息.
And I thought to myself, what do I have that I can share with this body that's in Chinese?
我想说我要跟这些中国的弟兄姐妹分享什么呢?
So I brought a DVD with us to this morning.
所以我有一张 DVD.
Because electronics, this is in 5 languages.
我这张有5个语言.
One language is Mandarin.
其中一个是国语.
It's a video about what's happening in China.
是中国发生的事情的一个video.
In the rural areas, and it's called Bamboo in the Winter.
是一个在一个乡村叫做东竹这个地方.
We also have several ministry CDs out in the foyer.
我们前面还有许多的CD.
And we have our autobiography book. It's in English, unfortunately. Not yet in Chinese.
还有我的个人的一些见证，很可惜是只有英文的，没有中文。
Then Sarah's book just came off the press a short time ago. It's about an exodus through China where Sarah was born.
Sarah, 她刚刚出了一本书叫做《Fire》, 是关于从中国，那是她在那里出生的，怎么出来的？
It's like a modern exodus. God provided miracles of over 1,500 Pentecostal families through China.
是有1,500个灵恩的家庭他们的见证.
So Sarah's parents lived 25 years in China.
Sarah的父母亲在中国住了25年.
And Sarah lived 9 years in China.
Sarah在中国也住了9年.
My wife was born in a place called, well, it was called Kulja when she was born there. Now it's called Xining.
我太太 Sarah是在 西宁这个地方出生的.
We were trying to get to China a few years ago.
若干年前我们想要回到中国.
And applied for a visa here through a travel agency in Seattle.
我们向西雅图一个旅行社要来办签证.
We were denied visas 3 times.
3次都被拒绝了.
Because on her birth certificate it said that her birth was sponsored by the Pentecostal Church.
因为他的出生证明上面写的，他生下来是透过灵恩派的教会的帮助。
And when I was really frustrated,
我真的是有一点沮丧。
But I found the Chinese people have a great sense of humor.
我发现中国人很有幽默感。
The travel agent said, I'm frustrated with you.
这个旅行社说，我跟你一样的很沮丧。
I said, why are you frustrated?
我说你为什么呢？
She said, my brother went to China 6 years ago.
他说我的兄弟6年前到中国。
He had a U.S. passport.
他有美国的护照。
They stole his passport in China.
在中国的时候被偷去了。
And he hasn't been able to return to America.
他就没有办法回到美国来了。
He's been stuck there for 6 years.
他被留在中国留了6年。
I said, my problem is smaller than your problem.
我说我的问题比你小一点。
I said, my problems are just a little bit, little problem.
我只是有一点点小问题。
I said, if you take the right shoe of my wife's foot, take the shoe off my wife's right foot,
假如你用我太太的鞋子, 尤其是她的右脚的鞋子,
you find a stamp on the bottom of her foot.
你发现会有一个,
made in China.
中国制造。
This is my China doll.
她是我的中国娃娃。
That birthplace has got us into much trouble.
他的出生地现在有许多的问题。
At the borders, the guards would ask, China? You're born in China?
那个边界的警察说，啊，你中国出生的。
She said, see?
那真是的。
Amen. What a joy it is to be with you this morning.
很高兴跟你们能在一起。
And I look forward to being in the house of God.
我非常希望能够来神的家中。
God's presence and God's people are special.
神在他子民中的出现是非常的特殊。
And I'm just going to let my wife share a little bit.
我让我的太太来分享一些。
When we go to Russia, Sarah's first language is Russian.
Sarah她的母语是苏俄话，俄国话。
She speaks no Chinese.
她不会说中国话。
Because they kept her in a Russian commune isolated in China.
因为她生下来就在一个俄国人的集中区里面长大。
Well, I take that back. We do speak one word in Chinese.
哦，对不起，他会说一个字，一个中国字。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 赞美主，他会说。
But when we go to Russia,
但是我们到俄国去,
her Russian is better than her English.
她的俄国话说得比英文好。
And they will come to her and speak to her in Russian.
他们会来跟她说俄国话。
And they will say that your father is such a strong preacher.
他们说你的爸爸真会讲道啊。
That's referring to me.
其实是讲的是我。
Yes, I know.
是是是，我知道，我知道。
So just for the record's sake, this is not my daughter.
就是让你们清楚，这不是我女儿。
It's my wife.
是我的妻子。
And there's not 20 years difference between their ages.
我们两个没有20岁的分别。
Just five.
只有五岁，间隔五岁。
Okay, that's clear now, Sarah.
Okay, 清楚了吗 ，Sarah 请。
Hallelujah. What a joy to be in the house of the Lord.
啊，多么欢喜能够来到神的家中。
And being born in China,
是中国出生。
When we came to America, I was only 12 years of age.
我是12岁的时候来到美国的。
But I'll never forget the experiences that God allowed us to experience in China.
但是我永远不会忘掉我在中国的经历。
There were some hard times that we went through in China.
其中有许多的苦楚。
Because we came in 1963.
因为我们是1963年来的。
But I remember one time when we were living in a, you know, out on the outskirts of Shanghai.
我记得有一次我们住在上海的郊外。
And our parents, they had a ration of food.
我的父母亲都是吃俄国食物。
And the government told my parents, if you accept any Christians from the northern part of China, we will cut your ration off.
说你如果接受任何从中国北方的基督徒的话，我们就把你的食物给堵截了。
Because my parents lived with many other Russian Christians in the northern part of China.
因为我的父母跟中国北方的许多的基督徒有交往。
And God kept telling them to come down, you know, to Shanghai.
神一直叫他来上海。
And so many of the Russian Christians came to Shanghai.
许多的俄国的基督徒来到上海。
And so our family had a little hut.
我们家有一个小房子。
Well, this other Christian family came to Shanghai as well.
另外一家的基督徒来到上海。
But they were not allowed to have a place of dwelling.
但是他们找不到住的地方。
And they were friends of my family.
他们是我们家的朋友。
And so my parents decided to accept this family into our home.
所以我的父母就决定招待他们在我们家。
Now we only had one little bedroom.
我们只有一个小小的卧房。
And a little kitchen.
小小的厨房。
And there were five children in our family.
我们有五个弟兄姐妹。
And the other family also had five children.
那一家也有五个孩子。
And so we slept like sardines on the floor.
我们好像沙丁一样挤在地上。
And the government, they cut our ration off.
他们就把俄国跟我们切断。
And my mother, she went to get ingredients to, you know, bake a loaf of bread.
我妈妈要烹一条面包。
And when she went to get the ingredients, she knew she only had enough for one more loaf of bread.
她想要去找够多的材料，但是她发现只够一条。
Because the ration was gone.
因为所有的连接已经关了。
And when she went to bake that, put that loaf into the oven.
当她把那一条面包放在炉子里面去烘。
She prayed that God would multiply that loaf.
她祷告说求神来能够加增这一条。
So that it would feed not only our family, but the other family as well.
所以我们还有另外一家都可以吃饱。
And when the loaf came out.
当这一条面包出炉的时候。
It was enough for both families.
哇，足够两家的人都吃的。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the next day, my mother, she said, well, maybe there's just a little bit more ingredients left.
我母亲想，或许还会有一点剩的吧。
And there was enough to make another loaf.
或许可以再做一条吧。
And this went day after day after day.
这是一天一天之后。
For one whole month.
整个月都不停的能够有
And the government was so shocked.
政府很吃惊啊。
And they said, where are you stealing the food?
说你们从哪边偷的食物来啊。
Because before that,
因为在此之前,
we lived near a cemetery.
我们住在一个墓园旁边。
And we played, the children would go and play in the cemetery.
我们小孩子会在墓园里面玩耍。
And I don't know if some of you know,
不知道你们知不知道,
but when we would play there, some of the Chinese people would come and bring food for their ancestors.
因为中国有些人会拿食物来祭拜祖先，在那个放在墓园里面。
So we would, the children, we would, they would leave and we would take the food.
当他们走了，我们就把食物拿回去。
And so we were the little ancestors.
我们的祖先。
And so the government thought we were stealing the food.
政府认为说我们偷食物。
But we had not gone there.
后来就没再去了。
And we began to share about the miracle of God.
我们就向人家分享神迹奇事。
And when they realized that truly this was a miracle from God,
当他们真正感觉到是的，这真是神迹奇事。
God softened their heart and they gave a place to, for this other family to stay.
他们心就软下来，就让那一家跟我们住在一起了。
And the day that family left,
当这家人走了之后,
there was no more ingredients for the bread.
所有吃的统统都光了。
So our God is an awesome God.
我们的神是伟大奇妙神。
There is nothing too hard for him.
没有任何困难的事情对他来说。
He said he would meet your need.
他说他会满足你的需要。
He's not going to meet your greed.
他不会满足你的贪婪。
But he knows what our need is.
但是他知道我们的需要。
And I remember just a few years ago,
我记得在若干年前,
my parents returned back to China on a missions trip.
我的父母亲回到中国一个宣教的旅程。
And they went to the northern part of China where they lived for 25 years.
他们到中国的北方那里他们住了25年。
And they found a pastor there.
他们找到那个牧师。
And as pastor, she began to share about her father.
这个牧师就开始向我们分享关于他父亲的事。
And she said, "Do you remember Brother Lee?"
他说你记不记得李弟兄啊？
And my parents remembered Brother Lee.
我的父母亲记得。
Because Brother Lee, when my parents were in China,
我父母在中国的时候，
at that time, communism was taken over territory by territory by territory.
那个时候，共产党把一个一个的区域开始占据了。
And Brother Lee was not a Christian at that time.
那个时候，李弟兄还不是主内的弟兄。
But instead, he was a plant by the government.
但是他其实是中国政府安排的秘密警察。
And he came into the meeting to arrest the pastor.
要来拘捕这些牧师的。
But as he came to arrest the pastor,
当他要来拘捕牧师的时候,
the believers were praying.
那些相信的人都开始祷告。
And during prayer, God began to reveal this man.
在祷告中神就向他彰显。
The Holy Spirit began to speak who his name was.
圣灵就向他显现说他的名字叫什么。
And the Holy Spirit began to reveal his serial number in the communist membership.
圣灵甚至于把他在这个共产党里面那个编号都跟他讲出来。
And the Holy Spirit began to reveal who he was going, what he was going to do.
圣灵甚至向他显现说他要怎么做。
And that Brother Lee dropped to his knees and gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
李弟兄就跪下来就接受了耶稣基督为救主。
And God turned a Saul into a Paul.
神把扫罗变成了保罗。
And he became a mighty, mighty man of God.
他成为一个非常有能力的神人。
He began to lead many Chinese people to Jesus Christ.
他带领了许多中国人接受了耶稣。
And he established a mighty church.
他建立了一个很大的一个教会。
It was all underground.
地下的教会。
Our Russian Christians had left that territory.
苏俄的基督徒都离开了那个地方。
And did not hear what happened with Brother Lee.
后来也没有知道他怎么发生了什么事情。
And so for many years, my parents wanted to return back to Kuzhou or Xining.
那么多年我的父母就想要回到西宁。
And so here when they returned back a few years ago,
若干年后他们回去。
The daughter of Brother Lee,
李弟兄的女儿,
began to share about her father.
开始分享她父亲的事情。
She said that he had established a mighty big church.
说他建立了一个很大有能力的一个教会。
And the government, they arrested Brother Lee.
政府拘捕了李弟兄。
And they threw him into a prison.
他们把他下到监里面。
And they began to torture him very severely.
开始很严重的折磨他。哎，谢谢。
But in the midst of that persecution,
就在受折磨的中间，
He would share his faith about Jesus Christ in the prison.
他在狱中向人家传讲耶稣。
And many of the prisoners came to know Jesus Christ.
许多的监牢里面的人都认识了耶稣。
And so this one prison camp began to become a revival center.
那个监牢就成为了复兴的中心。
So they threw him into another prison.
他们又把他放在另外一个监狱里面。
They shipped him to a far away so that it wouldn't be too close to this other prison.
他们把他放在远远的，所以他不会太靠近。
But in a short time, the second prison camp became a revival center too.
Hallelujah. 很快的，这个监狱又成为一个复兴的中心了。
So after a few years, they took him to a third prison.
过了几年，又把他放到第三个监牢里面去。
And the government couldn't, you know, contain that fire of God in that person's life.
那么政府没有办法把他心里面那个火包住。
And they finally killed Brother Lee.
Killed him?
Killed him.
最后他们把他杀了。
And they thought the church would stop.
他们以为说教会就从此就停了。
But Jesus Christ has a saying.
但是神仍然如此。
Jesus said, I will build my church.
耶稣说我要建我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能够胜过它。
It's not man that's building the church.
不是人建立教会。
But Jesus Christ is the builder.
是耶稣基督建立教会。
And faith does not come from a man.
信心不是从人而来的。
But faith comes from Jesus Christ.
信心是从耶稣基督来的。
Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
耶稣是起初的，也是最后结束的，我们的信心的。
And so this Pastor Lee's daughter today is the pastor.
李弟兄的女儿今天是一个牧师了。
And they have over 500 underground fellowships, which is over 1 million believers.
Wow. 今天他们有500家的家庭教会，超过100万的会友。
And the Lord has opened the door for us to bring in Bibles into that northern part of China.
上帝打开了门，让我们把圣经带到中国的北方去。
And when Richard and I returned a little over 2 years ago,
两年前 ，Richard 跟我
into northern China,
到中国的北部。
We wondered if those Bibles got through to the Christians.
我们要确定这个圣经是不是到了他们的手上。
And Sister Ruth, the Pastor Lee's wife,
牧师的太太,
she said, we received over 1 million Bibles to Xining and Urumqi.
我们收到100万本的圣经在西宁跟乌鲁木齐这个地方。
So God opened the door.
神开了门。
And God is making miracles happen for us to take Bibles into China.
神让神迹发生，让我们圣经能够带去中国。
So keep praying with us.
继续为我们祷告
，believing with us，
跟我们一起相信
，for mighty in gathering of the harvest，
相信神伟大奇妙的收获要来到。
God bless you this morning，
上帝祝福你们。
Thank you。
Amen.
So
years ago, God provided bread out of an oven。
神在烤炉中间供应你们面包。
To feed a small group of people for a whole month.
整整一个月喂养了一小撮人。
And God doesn't change.
神不改变。
Now he's providing bread from heaven's oven to feed millions.
今天他从天上供应我们许许多多的人面包。
Because the word of God is the bread of life.
神的话就是灵粮。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bible, will you turn with me this morning to Genesis chapter 41. Verse 14.
如果你有圣经，请你翻到创世纪四十一章第十四节。
Genesis 41:14.
创世纪四十一章第十四节。
It says, "And Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and they changed and they shaved and changed his clothes, and he came to Pharaoh."
法老随即差人去召约瑟。他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头、刮脸、换衣裳，带到法老面前。
That one verse talks about the end of a story.
这一段经文把整个故事画下了一个句点。
The story of a dreamer named Joseph.
这一个故事是有一个做梦的人，他的名字叫约瑟。
But the rest of the story is a beautiful picture
这故事其他的部分像是一个美丽的图画。
Of showing what Jesus was like in the New Testament.
彰显出在新约里面耶稣的美丽。
Joseph is a perfect type of Jesus.
约瑟就是耶稣完美的化身。
The Bible says that Joseph was the favorite of his father.
圣经说约瑟是他爸爸最爱的。
Remember the words of God from heaven when Jesus was baptized?
记得吗？当耶稣受洗的时候，天上父神的声音说什么？
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So Jesus was the favorite of his father.
所以耶稣是他父亲的最爱。
He was the only begotten of the father.
他是唯一的。
As you look through the story of Joseph,
你看约瑟的故事。
You can never see sin attributed to Joseph.
你绝对没有看到约瑟犯罪。
So, like Jesus,
就好像耶稣。
Joseph had a clean life.
约瑟有一个很清洁的人生。
But Jesus is the only one who had a perfect life.
唯有耶稣是有一个完全的生命。
And then the Word of God says prophetically about Jesus,
圣经上面有预言到关于耶稣的完美。
I will call my son out of Egypt.
说我要把我的孩子从埃及带出来。
The last verse of Genesis
创世纪最后一章
finishes the story of Joseph.
把约瑟的故事讲完了。
With a mighty prophecy,
有一个很大的一个预言。
Joseph asked the people of Israel,
约瑟要求以色列的子民。
He said, "There's coming a day when God will deliver you out of Egypt."
之后到了，神要带你们出埃及。
When that day comes,
当那日
take my bones out of Egypt back to the land of promise.
把我的骸骨带出埃及，带到应许之地。
And so God takes you and I out of our Egypt.
所以神把我们带出了埃及。
Egypt is a type of sin.
埃及是罪。
And God doesn't want you to live there.
神不要与你住在那里。
He calls you as sons and daughters out of Egypt.
他把我们神的儿女要带出埃及。
Just like he called the Son of God.
就好像把这个爱子带出来一样。
But let's turn to Psalms 105.
让我们翻到诗篇105篇。
And let's, just for a few moments this morning, look at the history of Joseph.
再看一下约瑟的故事。
And let's read verse 16 through verse 21. Psalms 105, verse 16 through 21.
诗篇105篇16节到21节。
When you find a breath, go ahead and read it.
好，我来念。他命饥荒降在那地上，将所依靠的粮食全行断绝。在他们以先打发一个人去，约瑟被卖为奴仆，人用脚镣伤他的脚，他被铁链捆拘。耶和华的话试炼他，只等到他所说的应验了，王打发人把他解开，就是治理众民的把他释放，立他做王家之主，掌管他一切所有的。
The first thing we see is that God causes a famine to come upon a nation.
第一件事我们看到就是说神命饥荒降在那地上。
And God answers the famine by sending a man.
神为了要解决这个饥荒，就送了一个人来。
Now, is it possible that that pattern has been repeated by God many times?
是不是有可能这样子的一个程序一再的发生？
Can I just give you a homework assignment?
让我给你一个回家一个作业。
Go through the scriptures and find out how many times God sends a famine.
回去查看圣经，看看神做了多少这样的事情。
Look in your concordance for the word famine.
你就去找参考书上面讲饥荒这个字。
God uses the tool of famine to talk to people.
神用饥荒来向人说话。
When you don't have food on the table,
当你桌上没有饭食的时候，
God's got your attention.
神就有了你的注意了。
And so it was in the times of Israel.
那个时候以色列也是如此。
Oftentimes, famines were linked to people, God's people turning to idols.
常常当神的子民转向偶像的时候，饥荒就要发生了。
Because Israel is a desert climate.
以色列是一个荒漠地区，沙漠地带。
They're very dependent upon the rain.
他们完全要依靠雨水。
So what will happen is when they turn to idols,
当他们转向偶像,
God stopped the rain.
神就让雨停了。
When the rain stopped, there's no crops.
雨停了，作物就没有出产。
When there's no crops, nobody ate.
大家就饿肚子了。
But God's answer is people who are dedicated to Him.
向那些追求他的人，神向他们回应。
We are to be light in darkness.
我们要在黑暗中释光。
God says we're the salt of the earth.
神是个世上的盐。
And so our Christian testimony in the times of tragedy makes a difference.
所以我们基督徒在困苦患难中的见证造成不一样。
Egypt would have perished if it had not been the preparation of God.
埃及如果不是为了神来预备的话，他就已经早就灭亡了。
And still today, God sends a man or a woman to the point of need.
今天神仍然差派他的儿女到需要的地方去。
The pattern of God throughout the Word of God is simple.
神的模式就是他的儿女要如此。
When there is a crisis,
危机的时候,
God sends a man.
神就差派人来。
He puts the word of the Lord in their mouth.
他把神的话放在他口里。
To speak life where there's death.
就向那些死的人说生命的话。
To prepare the people for deliverance.
准备这些人能够得到释放。
So they may know that God's a mighty God.
他们所以会知道神是伟大奇妙神。
Is it possible?
是不是有可能?
That our modern famine today.
这个时代现在的饥荒。
Is our economy.
是我们的经济。
I think there's a plot parallel there.
我相信这中间有关联的。
When we get in trouble economically,
假如我们经济有了困难的时候,
we cry out to the Lord.
我们就向神呼求。
Oh God, help me, I'm in trouble.
上帝啊，来帮我啊，我现在有困难啊。
When things are going good,
当一切事情都很好的时候,
we don't remember God.
我们完全不记得神了。
And so God warned Israel,
神警告以色列
When you're blessed,
当你受到祝福的时候
Remember the Lord your God.
要记得神是你的主
It's He that gave you the power to prosper.
是他给你这许多的丰盛
And so the unsaved world,
所以这个没有得到拯救的世界
They don't understand God.
他们完全不了解神不认识神
they're not interested in God.
他们也对神没有兴趣
Until their table is affected.
直到桌上的食物才会影响
And then they begin to think.
他们才会开始想
There's something more important than my immediate desires.
有些东西确实不是我急切需要的
It's at those moments God often sends a person.
神就在这个时候圣差派
一个 A man or a woman.
一个男人或者是一个女人
He puts the word of the Lord in their mouth
他用神的话来传讲
And gives them an anointing
给他们恩膏
To speak to a generation
向这个世代来说话
To speak to a nation
向这个国家来说话
And what the Lord speaks into their life
当神向这些生命来说话
Brings life
就带来生命
So God sends Joseph
所以神差派约瑟
But before Joseph can be used of God,
但是约瑟要被神用之前
there's a process God takes him through.
会有一个过程神要带他走过的。
It's a deep process.
这是一个很深的一个过程。
The Bible says when the word of the Lord came to Joseph,
圣经说当这个神的话临到约瑟
the result of that word of the Lord, they put him in prison.
结果约瑟就被放到监狱里面。
The word of God will confine you.
神的话会让你更好。
When you hear a word from the Lord,
当你听到神的话,
you're not like other people.
你跟别人不一样。
When God described the people of Nineveh,
当神描述尼尼微的人的时候,
a nation of pagan people,
整个国家都是不信神的。
They didn't know their right hand from their left.
他们左手右手都分不清楚的。
They had ears but could not hear.
他们的耳朵听不见。
Eyes but could not see.
眼睛看不到。
Hearts but could not understand.
那么心不能够了解的。
But to God's people,
但是对神的儿女,
when God speaks a word into your life,
当神对你的生命来说话的时候,
it will cost you something.
它会造成一些事情的。
It'll deeply cost you a price.
它会让你很大的受到影响的。
It seems like you're imprisoned by the word.
好像你被神的话关在监牢里面一样。
You cannot do what you want to do.
你就不能随心所欲。
You can't go where you want to go.
你就不能随性要走的。
And if you're careful, you cannot say what you want to say.
甚至于你不能够再随便乱说话。
Because the word of God is so powerful.
因为神的话真有能力。
It just doesn't speak to you.
它不是向你说而已。
It speaks through you.
它是从你说过去。
Into your being if you receive that word.
讲到你的生命里面去。
And so it was in Joseph's life.
约瑟的生命也是如此。
They put Joseph in prison.
他们把约瑟下到监里面。
They bound him with fetters of iron.
用锁链捆着他。
And the Bible said they hurt him.
圣经说他们伤害他。
God's word is, it crushes the purse pride of man.
把一个人的骄傲破碎掉。
So we see a different Joseph after a season in prison.
我们就看到约瑟下到监里面，他就转成了一个不一样的人了。
When Joseph was younger,
约瑟年轻的时候
His father said, go out and see how your brothers are doing with the sheep.
爸爸说你去看你的兄弟们放羊放得怎么样
Like an obedient good son, he went out to see his brothers.
像一个听话的宝宝去看他的弟兄们
Everything was good.
所有事情都美好
Things were easy.
都很容易
I'm the favorite of my father.
我是我爸爸的最爱
He's got a special coat he's put on me.
他爸爸还给他一个特殊的衣裳给他。
I don't have to roll up my sleeves and work like my brothers.
我不需要像我的弟兄一样做苦工。
So here comes Joseph.
Joseph 又跳又蹦的来了。
And the brothers see him.
弟兄们看到他。
Oh no, here comes the dreamer again.
又是那个做梦的人来了。
And sure enough, he meets his brothers.
他见了他的弟兄。
He said, I had a dream.
他说我有一个梦。
Oh. He's got time to dream. We have to work.
我们要工作，他还有时间做梦。
He said, I saw the dream that the sheaves around me, they bowed before me.
我梦到这些所有的禾捆都向我这个禾捆下拜。
Now Joseph was the youngest brother at this time.
约瑟这个时候是最小的。
So the older brothers,
他的长兄们
they got angry at Joseph.
他们都很生气他。
You're the baby of the family.
你是家里面的老幺。
What's this dream that God has given you?
这是什么的梦啊
I know what those 12 sheep represent, said one of the brothers.
他的兄弟说我知道那12个禾捆是什么意思。
That's us.
那就是我们嘛。
We're not going to bow before your king.
我们不会向你下拜的。
Who do you think you are?
你认为你是谁啊
So they plotted to take his life.
所以他们就设计要来杀害他。
Fortunately, the older brother Reuben saved Joseph's life.
好在是他的长兄刘便救了他的命。
And these are Jewish boys.
这些都是犹太人的孩子。
So if there's money to be made, they'll find a way.
有钱赚，他们都不会不赚的。
Even selling their brother.
甚至于卖他们的弟兄都可以。
Not bad, some pocket change.
放在口袋里面也是钱嘛。
So their plan was fulfilled.
计划成就了。
And so God sends Joseph to Egypt.
所以神把约瑟差到埃及去。
Not on a mighty stallion with chariots and horses.
不是让他坐一个战车。
Bound as a slave.
而是被捆绑像奴隶一般。
When you get a revelation from God,
当你从神那边领受启示
maybe it's not too wise to share it with your family.
或许不一定要跟你的家人说吧。
Your family knows you the best.
你们家人很认识你。
And if God is calling your family to bow and repent,
假如神要你的家人下拜悔改
you may have the same response that Joseph had.
就会跟 Joseph 的遭遇一样。
Because in his pride, he blurted out the revelation of God immediately.
大家就会受不了，就爆炸。
He talked about another dream.
约瑟又讲另外一个梦。
Where the sun and moon, they bowed before him.
月亮太阳也向他下拜。
Father heard that.
他的父亲听到了说
He said, that's us.
那是我们呢
We're not going to bow before you.
我们不会向你下拜的
But he hid it in his heart, the Bible said.
但是他爸爸把这个话摆在心里面
So some Bible scholars feel there's 13 years between the prophecy and the fulfillment.
所以有些圣经的学者说这13年这个事情真正发生
Some say 17 years.
有的说那是17年后才发生的。
I don't know.
不知道。
But it's a long time.
总之是一个长时间。
For such a great promise to be given of God.
这是一个神给我们一个很伟大的一个应许。
And to wait 13 years.
要等13年。
Or 17 years.
或者17年。
Is a long time.
是很长的一个时间。
Especially when you spend most of that time in prison.
尤其是你在监狱中蹲的时候。
I'm sure that in the prison he reminded God, God, what about that promise?
我很确信他一定在监狱中跟神说，神啊，你不是给我的应许吗？
I know I heard from you.
我确实知道你跟我说的。
But here I am in the dungeon.
那么我现在关到地牢里面。
I'm falsely accused.
我是被假的控告的。
I'm here even though I'm a just man.
甚至于我是一个正义的人。
Where is the justice of the Lord?
哇，神，你的公义在哪里啊？
I'm suffering with fetters and pain.
我被捆绑，我在受苦啊。
Why, God, why?
为什么？为什么？
God was changing his heart.
神就改变他的心意了。
It's the times that we suffer that God makes the greatest change.
当我们在困苦患难就会改变。
It's said of Jesus Christ.
说耶稣这样子。
He as a son learned obedience through the things he suffered.
他是神的儿子，他谦卑接受困苦。
It's in the times of testing,
就是在试炼的时候
that we decrease,
我们衰微下来
and God begins to increase.
神就开始兴旺。
The word of God says the word of the Lord tested or tried Joseph.
是神的话试验约瑟。
That's a powerful statement.
那是一个很有力的一个。
But I love the next phrase.
下面这一句话。
Until it came to pass.
直到这一切都过去了。
Until the time of its fulfillment.
直到成就了那事。
So when the testing is over,
这试验过去了。
We see what happened in Genesis 41.
创世纪第41章。
When the trial and the time of great pain is over,
极大痛苦这个试验过去了。
The king calls us to his courts.
王就召他出来。
And notice in the 41st chapter in the 14th verse of Genesis,
你注意到第41章的第14节吗?
The Bible said Pharaoh called him from the dungeon.
圣经说法老王召他出地牢。
And he said he quickly called him.
很快地召他。
That word quickly is fascinating to me.
很快这个字令我。
Taken 17 years.
17年还说很快。
What's the hurry?
急什么?
Quickly, the king says, come.
他说你快来吧。
And then it says they prepared him to come into the courts of the king.
让他准备好了才带他去王宫。
In that prison, I'm sure his beard had grown.
我相信在那个监牢里面他的胡子长得很长。
He was not in a place to be presented to the king.
他那个样子真的不能见王啊。
The Bible says they shaved him.
圣经说他们给他刮脸。
I think they did more than just shave him.
我想不止刮脸吧。
I think they washed him a little bit.
大概也要给他洗干净吧。
Cleaned him up.
把他弄干净一些吧。
Because the next says they put a new clothing on him.
又给他穿上新的衣服。
You don't put new clothing on a dirty body.
你不会把一个衣服放在一个脏的人身上吧。
But all of this was done in a hurry.
这都是很快的做完了。
Because there was an urgency on the part of the king.
因为这是一个很紧急的情况。
The king is calling from his courts.
神从王宫里面召他。
And saying, get my servant ready.
马上要给他准备好。
Bring him into the courts of God.
把他带到王宫里。
And so when Pharaoh calls Joseph into the courts of God,
So 法老把他召出来的时候。
He stands before Pharaoh.
他站到法老王的面前。
The end of a 17 year journey is about to be completed.
17年的路程要完成了。
So in 1 hour, he goes from prisoner to prime minister.
就从一个小时他从监牢里面的犯人成为王的宰相。
It just took him 17 years to get there.
但是花了17年才到那边。
So the word of God when it comes,
所以神的话来,
it will confine you.
它会使你更炼净。
The word of God when it comes, it will refine you.
神的话来了，它会使你更完全。
And when the word of God is fulfilled,
当神的话成就了，
it will define you.
它会使你完全的打开来。
I love the words of the Apostle Paul.
我很喜欢使徒保罗说的。
He writes at the end of his journey.
在他的旅程的最后他说。
He said, I've been faithful to the heavenly calling.
他说我是忠心神所呼召我的。
I've been faithful to the vision that God gave me.
我很忠心神给我的意象。
And from now on,
今后,
I still press for the mark.
我努力面前的。
Of the upward calling in God.
完成神从天上召我的。
I don't consider myself that I have arrived, I've achieved.
我不认为是我自己达到我做成的。
But I'm still striving.
但是我仍然努力。
To embrace Him who embraced me.
去拥抱那拥抱我的。
And so the life of Paul was like Joseph.
保罗的生命就像约瑟的生命一样。
When the dreams were revealed by God.
当梦想从神那里。
And Joseph was shown to be a wise man of God.
约瑟成了一个神聪明的人。
He was put over all the wealth of Egypt.
他掌管所有埃及的财富。
The Pharaoh promoted him.
法老王把他提升了。
And Joseph's brothers did come to Egypt.
约瑟的兄弟们也来到埃及。
They did bow the knee.
他们就在约瑟的面前下拜。
His father did come to Egypt.
他的父亲也来到埃及。
And bowed before the son.
也在他儿子面前下拜。
And so it is in the end of time.
就是在最后。
Every knee will bow before the great Son of God.
万膝当跪拜。
Every knee will bow.
万膝当跪拜
And every tongue will confess
万口当称颂
That Jesus Christ is Lord
耶稣基督是主
And in the land of famine
在饥饿的地图上
God uses those occasions to speak deep into our lives
神用这些讲到我们的生命里面
What are you depending on?
你靠的是什么
Your retirement program?
你的退休的计划吗
The money in the bank?
银行的存款吗
Your job?
工作吗
The Lord is the resource of all of our need.
上帝才是我们所有需要的根源。
Pastor Andrew has mentioned several times today.
我今天也讲了好几次。
That our God is El Shaddai.
神是全能神。
He is not just our provision.
他不只是我们的供应。
He's our provider.
他是我们的供应者。
He's all that we need.
他是我们全部所需要。
The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
圣经说神是我们在这地上所有的一切的丰盛万有。
And if you have a need,
假如你有需要,
you serve a God who owns a cattle in a thousand hills.
啊，我们的神是千山的牛都是属于他的。
And every once in a while I say, Lord, I need you to kill a calf.
神啊，我需要你给我宰一头牛。
When you start that adventure with God,
当你跟神做这个交易,
put your trust in God,
把你的信靠放在他身上。
You never know where the journey will end.
你绝对不会知道最后会怎么样。
Except in the arms of his faith love.
除了他的大能的手膀臂把你抱紧。
Some short years ago, I was doing a lot with shipping containers to Russia.
前几年我有一堆这个货柜要运到苏俄去。
Our shipping was free.
这个运费是不要钱的。
It's no longer that's cost us a fortune now to ship a container.
不会费我们很多钱的。
So, but we were trusting God to help the churches in Siberia, in Russia.
我们相信神会让我们帮助在西伯利亚那边的教会。
We're working with orphanages.
我们跟这些孤儿院在工作。
And when you touch orphan children, you touch the heart of God.
当你照顾那些孤儿的话，你就触动了神的心。
And I would sit by my telephone.
我坐在电话前面。
And pray.
祷告。
Miracles would happen over the telephone.
神迹就从电话那端传过来。
I received a license to produce 3.5 million Moldavian Bibles.
我得到一个允许可以做350万本莫加比的圣经。
It's just after Perestroika.
在苏俄解体之后。
And this license was a miracle.
这个允许是一个神迹。
We'd been smuggling Bibles up until then.
我们之前都是在偷听圣经。
And for the first time in my ministry, I have a license now to produce legal Bibles printed in the country.
我一生第一次能够有这个执照，能够允许我直接去。
It was a prophetic promise that I heard from God.
这是一个神给我的一个应许。
Sarah and I, 1971.
1971年 ，Sarah 跟我
heard a prophecy from the Lord.
从神那边领受到预言说
There's coming a day
那日子来了
When you'll be preaching on the street corner
你会在街角传扬福音
When stadiums will be filled with people listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ
那整个大堂都会充满了人要听神的话语
And you will no longer be smuggling the copies of the word of God here
你不会在神那边偷渡圣经了
But you'll be printing on this soil
而你会在那个地图上面来为他们印圣经
And shipping from this soil to the nations of the world
会从那个地方然后向全世界送出圣经来
And there it was, a contract to do that
我这里还有一个合同可以做这样的事情
I turned to my secretary and said, how much money do we have in the printing account?
我问我的秘书说在我们的账户里面有多少钱呢
She looked at the books and she came back to me and said, $17.95
他看了那个账册跟我说17块9毛5
That's what my bank account said
那是我的账户
But thank the Lord I have a different account
感谢主我还有另外一个账户
That thieves have never broken into
盗贼进不去的账户
The Bible said it's the bank of heaven The reserve for the Lord
那这个账户是神给我预备的在天上的账户
So I said Father am I supposed to be part of this
我祷告说天父啊，我是一份吗？
And the Lord said yes.
神说是的。
So when you hear a word from the Lord,
如果你听到神跟你说话，
it's not just enough to be a hearer of the word.
不是只是一个听听而已。
There comes a season and a time to be a doer of that word.
总要照着去做吧。
And so I said, God, what do you want me to do?
所以我问神说你要我做什么？
I sent letters out to all of my printing presses in Europe.
我向所有欧洲那些印刷厂送信去。
And I asked for a large quantity of Bible paper.
我向他们要大量的圣经纸。
They came back to me and said, we have some paper in Finland.
他们回信说哦，我们在芬兰有一些纸。
We have paper in Sweden.
在瑞典有一些纸
We have paper in Germany
在德国有些纸
And I said how much will it cost?
我说要多少钱呢
Oh they said they're going to cost about $2 million
哦、oh, 大概200万吧
$17.95
17块9毛5
$2 million
200万
Little bit different
差别很大
But God said son call on me
神说儿啊呼求我
When my printing people they started asking for paper
当我们的印刷的人向他们要纸头
One of them asked in the strangest place
其中有一个问很奇怪的地方
The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is reserved up to the righteous
圣经是神在很不好的地方为好的子民所预备的
So one of my printers went to Minsk
我们一个人就到俄国一个地方叫 Minsk
And he asked the director of the Communist Party
他跟这个共产党的主任说
For paper.
向他要纸头。
He said, what do you use the paper for?
他说你要纸头干什么?
He said, to print Bibles.
印圣经啊。
You know what happened?
你知道吗?
Just 2 weeks before,
就在两个礼拜前,
that director of the Communist Party got saved.
那个主任得救了。
In a large warehouse where communism had confiscated hundreds of thousands of Bibles,
在那个大的仓库里面收集了好多的圣经
They're stacked from the floor to the ceiling
从地上一路到天花板
That director, he said, God, I've never prayed before
他说神啊我从来没有祷告过
But God, if you will show me a miracle
但是神你如果给我一个奇迹
I'll believe in you
我就相信你
So he walked down the rows of Bibles
所以他就走向圣经去
Close his eyes
就闭起眼睛来
Reach to the pile, pull out one Bible
拉出去就拉出一本圣经来
Didn't even get past the cover of the inside cover of the Bible
圣经还没有翻开来
Just open the inside cover and read
就翻开第一页然后
And he dropped on his knees and gave his heart to God
Whoa 他就跪下去就
What had happened out of the hundreds of thousands of Bibles he could have chosen
成千上万本的圣经他能够选的
He chose his grandmother's Bible
他选了一本老祖母的圣经
And in the front cover was a prayer request for his salvation.
第一页就是为他的救恩祷告。
That's the way God works.
那这就是神。
So he's saved now for 2 weeks.
他得救了两个礼拜了。
And my printer comes and says, I need paper.
我的人向他说我们需要纸头。
But my printer very wisely did not want to frighten him off or scare him.
那我这个人很聪明不想要让他害怕。
So I asked my printers, you know, I've never printed 3.5 million Bibles at one time. How much paper is that?
我真的不知道说要印350万本圣经要多少的纸头啊。
They got out their calculators and figured it out.
就拿出计算机来打。
60 railroad cars full of paper.
60. 60节的火车车厢那么多的纸头。
So when he's talking to this former director of the Communist Party, he doesn't want to say, I need 60 railroad cars of paper.
所以当他向这个前共产党的这个官员说我需要60节火车的纸头。
But the director asked, how much paper do you want?
那么这个主任说你要多少纸头啊?
And the man wisely said, we want a little bit.
说我们要一点点啊。
And finally he says, I need enough to print 3.5 million Moldavian Bibles.
他说我需要足够的纸头印350万本莫加比的圣经。
The director of the Communist Party reached into his drawer and said, here's the keys.
主任就从抽屉里面拿出一个钥匙说
To 3 warehouses full of paper.
这三个仓库里面满是纸头。
He said, we're not quite sure how much paper is there.
我们不知道那里有多少纸头。
But the last time we counted was 110,000 tons.
但是最后一次我们数是11万1千吨。
So we printed the 3.5 million Bibles in Moldavian.
所以我们印了350万本的圣经。
1 million in Ukrainian.
100万本的乌克兰的圣经。
2 million in Russian.
200万本的。
And we still had paper left over.
我们还有纸头剩下来。
God reserved that because his cause was about to be affected.
Oh, 神留了这些就是因为要来成就这事情的。
And so it is in the study of Joseph.
约瑟的事情也是这样。
When the famine comes,
当饥饿临到这地,
God has provision.
神自然有供应的。
He reaches down into the storehouse of heaven.
他到天上的仓库里面。
And pulls out of heaven's resources.
拿出了这些资源。
His blessing that changes the destiny of nations.
他的祝福就整个改变了这个民族。
But the key is God's people.
但是重点是说神的子民。
If God's going to use something,
假如神要用什么,
He's going to use His children.
他要用他的儿女。
He wants to involve you.
他要用你。
So the greatest venture in the universe,
所以这世界上最伟大的旅程
is humbling yourself like Joseph in the prison house.
就好像你自己能够在这个像是约瑟在这个
opening your ear to heaven.
把你的耳朵向天上来打开
and crying out, God, is it time yet?
Hallelujah, 向神来呼求说时候是不是到了
and there comes a sudden response from the courts of the king.
就会忽然从这个王宫里面会来给你一个
yes, it's time.
是的就是时候
come quickly.
快来吧
There's an urgency to the matter.
Oh, 这个事情是很紧急的。
I've got new garment for you.
我有新衣服给你。
I've got a new position of authority for you.
我有更高的职位给你。
What you dreamed about, what you desired in God.
你所想的，你所梦想的，你所要的。
Can come to pass in 1 hour.
可以在一个小时之后就成就了。
In 1 moment of God's mercy.
就是一刻神的怜悯。
That principle is seen in Luke 18.
在路加十八章
The opening verses talk
一开始就说
about an unjust judge.
是说有一个不义的判官
The Bible says he didn't fear God or man.
他不怕人也不怕神
And a woman comes to him and says, avenge me of my adversaries.
有一个女人说我有一个对头求你给我伸冤
And at first he said I don't fear God or man I'm not going to do anything
这个官说我不惧怕人也不尊重世人
And then the unjust judge reconsidered
这个判官就再三考虑
She's going to come again
她还会再来
And again
还要再来
And again
还要再来
And so I'm not to be worried by her. I'll just give her all she wants.
只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤，免得她常来缠磨我。
And then Jesus makes this profound statement.
就耶稣就这么说。
He said, "Do you hear what the unjust judge said?"
你们听过这不义之官所说的话。
And then he says, "How much more will your heavenly Father?"
他说神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时。
Who is not an unjust judge, but a righteous judge.
他是一个公义的神，不是不公义的。
Avenge or give to his elects.
岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
And then the verses get a little bit interesting.
对，下面一句话就有点意思了。
He said, though he deals long with them, I tell you of assurance, he will answer speedily.
岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
Oh, wait a minute. How can you deal long and speedily at the same time?
你怎么可以中长时间的忍耐呢?
I didn't get it.
我不知道。
And when I have a question about the Word of God,
当我有问题的时候关于神的话,
the first person I ask,
第一个人我问的就是,
is the author.
就是圣经的作者。
The Holy Spirit's the author of the Word.
这个圣灵就是这个作者。
I said, Spirit of God, I don't understand this.
我不知道这什么意思。
How can you say, though he deals long with them,
假如你忍了多时,
and the next verse, he will answer speedily.
他就终究给他们伸冤。
I'm just clay, I'm a little confused.
我就很困惑。
And the Lord showed me a revelation.
神启示我。
He said, God is God.
神就是神。
There's nothing too hard for him.
岂有难成的事吗?
And so if he's taking a time to answer your prayers,
他会有一段时间来回应你的祷告。
He is not dealing with his inability to perform what he said he'd do.
他不是说不愿意来做他为你所要做的事。
He's dealing with you.
他是要来对付你。
And me.
还有我。
When the time comes,
时候到了。
He will answer speedily.
他就会快快的回应。
Just like Pharaoh in the God, in Genesis.
就好像创世纪的法老王。
Quickly, come into the courts of the king.
快快快来到王宫里面。
The time is ready.
时候到了。
And that's where we are at many of the promises God has given us.
很多神的应许都是这样子的。
Remember when Joseph was in prison?
记得当约瑟是犯人的时候。
Two men from Pharaoh's courts came into prison.
另外有两个人也来到。
One was the cupbearer for the king.
一个是酒政。
The other was the baker.
一个是膳长。
And while they were in prison,
当这两个人在监牢里面的时候
They got a revelation.
神给他们启示。
And Joseph gave the accurate interpretation of the dreams.
约瑟给他们解梦解得很准确。
The baker was killed.
膳长被杀了。
In 3 days, just like Joseph said.
就像约瑟说的三天之后被杀了。
And the cupbearer was restored.
酒政又官复原职了。
Just like Joseph has said.
就好像约瑟所说的。
But when we read the account in Genesis,
但是我们来看这里说的,
there's a little phrase.
有一个小,
it's a phrase of,
小段话,
it's a phrase of desperation.
这是很绝望的一个句话。
And I can visualize the scene.
我可以这样子的看。
The cupbearer is being delivered after the 3 days in prison.
酒政三天后就被放了。
And Joseph meets him at the gates before he comes out of prison.
约瑟在门口跟他说。
And pleads for him.
向他求,
when you're restored into your kingdom,
当你官复原职,
remember me,
记住我,
I'm the one that gave you the interpretation of the dream,
是我给你解梦的,
I too am a dreamer,
我也是一个有梦想的,
I've been given promises by God,
我也有神的应许,
and I'm stuck here in this prison,
我被关在这个监牢里面,
he waited 2 years,
足足等了两年了。
Two more years.
足足又等了两年了。
Until the Pharaoh had a dream.
直到法老王自己做了一
个梦。That could not be interpreted.
没有人能够解的。
And then he remembered Joseph in the prison.
他才忽然间想到在监牢里面的约瑟。
Some of us are so close.
我们有些人真的已经很近。
To the fulfilled promises of God.
神已经很快要。
Just a little while longer.
啊，就是一点点就到了。
Just a moment or two.
那么就是再一点点就可以到了。
And on the other side of your obedience.
哇，那在另外一边你。
Your prison will be opened. That which God has promised shall come to pass. You'll see it with your eyes. You'll touch it with your hands. You'll enter into it with your feet and your heart. Some people give up just before the answer. But what is God doing in all of this? Just like the story of the unjust judge. God is dealing with you and with me. So when the time of promotion comes, you have a heart that's right. You can sit on the throne. You can sit in your realm of authority. Not with pride. You know how you got there. By the mighty hand of God. You know who rules the heavens and the earth. Who causes the rain to fall. Who brings famine. That he may crush empires with the hand of his power. That he can bend nations low before him. That they may call upon the name of the Lord. And he will send deliverance. Is it perhaps that we are here right now? For such a time as this. Placed divinely in the kingdom of God. For this very hour. I love the leading of the Lord. He's always on the right time. The Bible said, in the fullness of time, he sends his son. He's never too late. He's always exactly on time. But why is this timing so important? When God comes through, there comes out of that intervention of God the greatest fruit. The most lives are affected. Destiny of nations are changed. And God is greatly glorified. In Psalms 105, we read down to verse 21. I want us to read verse 22 as well. It says that he taught princes. He taught leadership in nations. That God is in control. Go ahead, brother, read it if you...
使他随意捆绑他的臣宰，将智慧教导他的长民。 That's 21, 22.
Yes, yes. Okay, yes. God reigns.
神掌权.
The President of the United States of America is not in charge.
美国总统不是掌权者.
Congress is not in charge.
国会不是掌权者.
But I know one who is in charge. And he sits upon a throne. Never got elected to that position. He's known no time from the beginning. He'll know no end. He's righteous. He's holy. He sits on the throne. And rules forever. And forever. And the princes of men need to know that. God's in charge. And every knee will bow to him. And every tongue will confess to him. That Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King of kings. And Lord of lords. He has no equal. There's none like unto our God. And when he begins to speak into your life, though it takes a season for the word to come to pass, if it comes from God, it shall not lie. Not one word of the Lord shall fall to the ground. All the good promises of the Lord shall be fulfilled. He says concerning his word,
他说关于他的话,
not one jot or one tittle shall fail of all the law,
没有一点能够废去的,
until it's all fulfilled.
直到他完全的成就。
What's exciting to me is you and I are living in the day and the fulfillment of the word of the Lord.
我们现在正活在神这个万王之王他的应许之中。
We're about to see the eastern sky split wide open.
我们将要看到东方的天际要完全的打开。
You've heard ram's horns this morning.
你听到我是
You've heard ram's horns.
我们今天早上听到我们吹号角。
We're about to hear a trump from heaven.
我们将要听到天上有号角的声音。
And the Bible said accompanying that trump will be a shout of God.
我们也听到神从天上呼叫的声音。
The shout of the archangel, it says.
天上天使长呼叫的声
音。And the shout of the Lord.
神的呼叫的声音。
The resurrection of life shall return.
复活，生命要回来。
And the graves will be opened.
坟墓要打开。
Because when he comes,
当他来的时候,
in the brightness of his coming,
在他的大光之中,
every knee bows,
所有人都要跪拜,
every tongue confesses,
所有的舌口都要承受,
that he is Lord.
他是主,
that's our goal.
这是我们的目标,
the kingdoms of this world should become the kingdom of our Lord.
神的国要随他而来,
and of his Christ.
他是主,
and he shall reign forever and forever.
他将掌权直到永永永远。
One minute closer.
再一分钟就近了。
One second closer.
一秒钟就到了。
To that eternal day.
就到那永生的日子。
That's the ground of faith I'm standing on.
那么这就是我所相信的，我所
信的。He that has promised is faithful.
他的应许是可信的。
It's not just a dream.
不只是一个梦想。
It's a biblical Holy Spirit reality.
这是圣经圣灵的
this word should never fade away.
这些话从来不会过去的。
Now the question remains.
问题是
are we ready?
我们预备好了吗?
To come into the courts of the king.
来到王公神的面前吗?
Are we still in our prison of our sins?
我们还是在我们的罪孽的捆绑之中吗?
Before a holy God, there is no room for sin.
在圣洁的神的面前不能有罪孽。
And I, in the presence of God, cannot wear my own garment.
在神的圣洁的面前我不能够穿我的旧人。
Isaiah says our self-righteousness is like filthy rags before our God.
以赛亚说在神的面前我们都是污秽。
I need a savior.
我需要救主。
You needed a savior.
你需要救主。
So God sent his son.
所以神
带他。To fulfill his promise.
来成就他的,
that whoever calls on him,
所有呼求他的,
repents of their sin,
认罪悔改,
he said he will save us,
他就会拯救我们,
he'll clean us,
他会,
from the inside out,
完全, 完全, 洁净,
not just shave us on the outside, put a new garment on us,
不只是刮我们的脸, 穿上衣服,
he said those that believe in Christ,
他说那些信耶稣基督的,
are a new creation,
就是一个新造的人,
born of the Spirit,
从圣灵所生的,
born of God,
是从神所生的,
and only under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ,
唯有从神的宝血立约的所生的,
are we qualified to come to the courts of the King,
才能够进入神的国。
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So let's stand to our feet tonight.
请起立。
Let's close our eyes.
闭上我们的眼睛。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你们祷告。
But before I do,
在我祷告之前,
I want to ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
If suddenly Jesus came today,
假如忽然间耶稣来了,
quickly as it was in the courts of Pharaoh,
就好像那个到王的面前那么快,
and that's what it's going to be.
就是这样。
The Bible said in a moment, a twinkling of an eye,
圣经说就是那么一刹那就来。
You won't have time to get ready.
没有时间再去准备了。
The Word of God said today is God's day of salvation.
圣经说今天就是神的救恩的日子。
And now is God's accepted time.
现在就是神要接受的时间。
So if he's calling you by his spirit,
他的圣灵来召你的时候,
you feel a stirring in your heart.
你感觉到心里面有一些搅动。
And how do you know that God's speaking to you?
你怎么知道神在跟你说话?
If Jesus Christ would suddenly appear,
假如耶稣忽然间显现,
and that very thought puts fear in your heart,
如果说你害怕,
you're not ready.
你还没有 ready.
But you can be ready.
但是你可以预备。
Just by asking Christ to forgive you.
只要向神来求他原谅你。
To wash you with his precious blood.
就用他宝血来洁净你。
And surrendering your life to Christ as Lord and Savior.
把你的生命交在他的手上，作为你的救主。
And if you're uncertain about your eternal destiny,
假如你还不肯定你的永生的终点，
and you need prayer,
你需要这个祷告。
Would you raise your hand this morning? I'd like to pray for you.
你愿意举起你的手来吗？
I'm gonna, yes. If you raise your hand,
姐愿意举手吗？
I'm gonna ask you to pray with me.
我就要你跟我一起祷告。
And pray from the heart.
用你的心来祷告。
The Bible said from the fullness of the heart, the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks.
啊，从你的心里面，满的心，满心里面，你嘴就说出来。
So as you've got your hand raised, just pray from your heart. Repeat after me.
举起你的手，跟着我说。
Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督。
Forgive me my sins.
求你原谅我的罪恶。
Cleanse me by your precious blood.
用你的宝血来洁净我。
I know that I need a Savior.
我知道我需要你救主。
And I know that Jesus, you are sent of God.
我知道耶稣你是神的儿子。
You died on the cross for our sins.
你在十字架上为我的罪钉死。
You rose again from the dead for us.
你从死中再一次活过来。
And you're coming again for us.
你将要再来为我们来。
So Father, I give you my life.
父神，我给你我的生命。
Enter into my heart.
进入我的心中。
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
靠神的宝血的大能。
Cleanse me.
洁净我。
Forgive me.
原谅我。
Make me your child.
使我成为你的儿女。
And I look forward to meeting you face to face.
我多么渴望与你相会。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
In your own words, just thank him.
那用你自己的话，你就来谢谢他吧。
Thank him for his mercy.
Hallelujah, yes.
Thank him for his love.
Yes.
Thank him for the power of the blood of Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lamb.
Yes.
We thank you, Lamb of God, for who you are, for forgiving me, for cleansing me, for washing me, Lord God. I bless you, Lord. I'm yours. I belong to you. I'm not my own. I belong to the Lamb.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. James tells us, If any be sick among you,
雅各说，若你中间有病，
let them ask for the elders of the church to pray,
让教会中的长老为他们祷告，
anointing them with oil,
用油膏他们，
and they shall lay hands on the sick,
用手按他们，
and they shall recover.
他们就病得医治。
The same blood of Calvary that washes our sins away,
同样的宝血来洁净我们的生命，
is provision for our healing.
也是能够医治我们的。
The word of God says, "By His stripes we are healed."
圣经说，因他受的鞭伤，我们得到医治。
But James also says,
雅各又说，
"Forgive one another,
彼此饶恕，
that you may be healed."
你就可以得到医
治。One of the greatest hindrances to non-healing is unforgiveness.
不能够得到医治就是没有。
So, I'm going to pray in a few seconds.
所以我要祷告几秒钟。
For the Holy Spirit to help us.
求圣灵来帮助我们。
To search our hearts.
进入我们的心中。
And if there's any unforgiveness in you,
若你的心中有任何一点点的不饶恕人的，
we're going to put that under the blood of Jesus.
我们要求神的宝血来对付。
If the Holy Spirit reminds you of any offense,
如果圣灵提醒你你任何冒犯的，
the person that's offended you may not be here.
那些冒犯你的或许，
But I want you in your own words,
用你自己的话来说，
To say, Lord, you reminded me of that time I was hurt.
神啊，你让我想起我那个时候被受到伤害。
And I harbored ill will, I harbored offense in my life.
我在心里面有损伤。
I released that person that offended me.
我释放那个人冒犯我的人。
And Father, forgive me for holding the offense in my heart.
求神原谅我在心里面的捆绑。
If you pray that from your heart,
若你在心中如此的祷告，
just in the process of praying that,
就在你祷告的时候，
some of you be instantly healed.
你们就立刻被得到医治。
Others of you we're going to lay hands on,
其他的我们要按手在你身上。
In obedience to the word of God,
顺服神的话语。
And trust God to heal you.
相信神会医治你的。
I am not a healer,
我不是一个医治者。
But I know the healer personally.
但是我知道那个医治的人。
His name is Jesus Christ.
他的名字就是耶稣基督。
So, Lord Jesus, now.
Hallelujah, 耶稣基督。
By your Holy Spirit.
靠你的圣灵。
Search our hearts.
进入我们心里面寻找。
Father, if there's any unforgiveness.
若我们心中有任何不饶恕的,
Father, we admit it. We acknowledge it.
那我们来向你认罪。
We release that person.
求神在我们心中释放那个人。
And if you've given us a name that comes up, Lord, we release them by name.
提他们的名字，求神来原谅他们。
Father,
父神,
we release that person.
我放过那个人。
Wherever there's been injustice in our lives,
在我们生命中若有不公义的,
we release the people that brought it to us.
求神赦免那个人。
Put your axe at the root of the issue.
用你的斧放在那个根上面。
Cut it out of our hearts.
把那个心里面的苦毒切掉。
And Father,
父神,
freely we have received your forgiveness.
啊，我们自由地接受，领受了你的原谅。
And freely we forgive.
我们也自由地原谅人。
Now if the Holy Spirit has asked you a name or an incident, just under your own breath, just say, Jesus, forgive me for that offense, that person, that company, whatever. Just verbalize it from your own heart.
如果圣灵提醒你那是什么人，你要原谅他的，这个时候你就用你的话，你说神啊，求你让我原谅某某人、某某人、某某事情，就向神说吧。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus. Father,
谢谢耶稣。
Our heart is cleansed.
Hallelujah, 神啊，我们的心。
Our mind is free.
我们的思想是自由的。
And we're open to heaven.
我们向神敞开，向。
For a touch of your spirit.
啊，有你的灵来触摸我们。
Let your healing begin to flow.
让你的医治开始来运行。
Father, I come against arthritis today.
我现在为那些风湿痛的人祷告。
In these joints,
在你的关节。
In these bones,
在你的骨头的里面。
Let the oil of your Holy Spirit flow.
让那个圣灵的油在中间来运行。
Pierce and penetrate the bones.
让我们的骨头能够被圣灵靠。
Father, in the bone marrow, in the inner bone.
让我们的骨髓里面。
White cells and red blood cells come to balance.
Hallelujah, 让我们的白血球、红血球能够平衡。
Father, in Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名
break the power of leukemia.
让这个血癌打断
by the blood of Jesus.
靠主耶稣基督的宝血。
Father, we come in Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣基督的名
and ask you to touch hereditary diseases.
求神来斩断我们世代的咒诅。
Diabetes,
糖尿病
be broken.
完全的被打断。
Father, let the healing balm of Gilead come.
Hallelujah.
Pierce and penetrate. From the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Let the healing power of God do your work. Father, that pain in the chest.
胸口的疼痛
Put your finger on it just now.
现在就用手你碰在你的胸上那疼
Heal that pain away.
哇那个医治就会临到你那个疼痛就离开了
Father in the rib cage.
在你的肋骨
I see pain in the ribs.
我看到有疼痛的
With the hand of God.
神的手
Touch those ribs.
碰触你的
Release pain.
痛苦都离开
Thank you Lord.
谢谢主
Mitric prolapse.
心肌心瓣
Be restructured by heaven.
再一次的重组
Come into your designed the norm.
进入你那创造的美好
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名
Father, in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣
In Jesus' name.
基督耶稣基督的名
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢基督
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣
There's someone here today.
在我们中间
You felt the touch of God.
你感觉到神触摸了你
But some of the symptoms are still here.
但是那个病状还在
This is the word of the Lord to you.
这是神要跟你说的
From that very hour they began to amend.
哦，就从那一刻就开始要复原了
God's going to accelerate the process in you.
神要加速那个工作
You've released your faith and you've touched the hem of his garment.
你凭着信心触摸他衣服的脚
He in turn has touched you.
他回过来触摸你。
So when it happens,
当事情发生了
be very, very careful,
要当心
to give Jesus only all the glory.
唯一基督配得那荣耀。
He alone is worthy.
他是配得的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, 谢谢主。
Some of you are going to have a healing in your relationship.
在你的生命中有一些关系要恢复。
Some of your relationships are wounded in your own house.
有些在你自己家里面你的关系受损。
And God's going to restore the years the enemy has destroyed.
神要恢复这多少年来破坏的。
There's somebody here who's had a bad relationship with their mother and their father.
有些人跟你的父亲或跟你的母亲有不好的关系的。
And God's going to restore that.
神也要恢复的。
This is the hour of God's restoration.
这个就是神要恢复的时刻。
And when it happens,
当发生的时候,
give Jesus the glory.
把荣耀归给神。
Get ready to come into the courts of the king.
预备好要到神的王宫去。
We're about to see the king face to face. He'll promote us in his presence. To be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Someone in pain right now. Would you come forward? Just those in pain. Jesus.